And what did your opposition look like? You said that y'all were grassroots, y'all were pulling people from the community. Who were y'all fighting against?
Well, so it was mixed because there were some few mineral owners in Denton who were opposed to the ban. And so there was a contingent of local landowners. And they partnered with, gosh, I guess you would say it was a kind of amalgamation of oil and gas industry itself, and then kind of their PR and think tank wing. And they formed this political action committee that was called Denton Taxpayers for a Strong Economy, I think is what it was called. And they became kind of the formal opposition, right? So we would literally have debates, and we would pick a representative, and they would pick a representative. So in a way, it was much like a political campaign. There were two sides. They both had their funding, you know, organizations. They both had their branding. They raised 10 to 15 times as much money as we raised, because they literally got $50,000 checks from Exxon and, you know, other companies.